Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. I'm pleased to be joined by Pete Stark, Executive Vice President of Commercial Strategy at Veeva Systems, a cloud-based software provider. Today, among multiple topics on the agenda, he'll be diving into the obstacles presented by patient data collection, along with his strategies for properly maintaining data privacy. Pete, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show today. I really do appreciate it.
Nico, thank you for the introduction and appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Of course, of course. And so let's just dive right into it. The first topic at hand. So generally speaking, if you had to lay it out, what would you say the main challenges are when it comes to collecting patient data?
As we think about companies tapping into more diverse and growing data sources that have really evolved over time, really maintaining patient privacy while thinking about how to merge and integrate those data sets together to drive accurate insights must be at the forefront of every decision that's being made. So while that's not necessarily a challenge, it must be the priority. And that's not to say that it hasn't been, but I just think that as the evolution of data has continued to increase, we need that reminder to ensure that it remains the priority. The challenge, though, as more of that data becomes available, is really ensuring that the businesses who want to get as deep as possible as it relates to that insight to help drive value for patients, they need to know what can be accomplished and what shouldn't be accomplished, even if it's technically feasible to do so. So Veeva works very closely with our clients to help understand what that distinction is. Again, what can and can't be done, what should and shouldn't be done. And it really starts again when thinking about a patient privacy first approach for every decision that you need to make.
It's great that you mentioned the whole data privacy, because that certainly kind of segues us into the next point I wanted to get into. So when maintaining this data privacy, if we're getting to specifics, what strategies would you recommend? And if we want to look at, say, in the case of rare diseases, for example, and you know, growing data sources, what strategies would you recommend for maintaining that data privacy?
I think companies can think about outsourcing select data sets to specific environments and companies with technology that better collect and integrate information in a privacy safe way, that are really built and designed with that privacy first approach. To try to tackle that themselves can be problematic. So really, it's outsourcing is a key component that they can think about. That really then enables company to focus on driving their programs focused on patient centricity while maintaining that patient privacy first approach. It ultimately minimizes the risk for companies to collect and connect health data to individual PII or personal identifiable information while continuing to drive increased data quality and helping reach patients with the right treatments when they need them most. As it relates to rare diseases, I think it's incredibly important that we think about this notion of outsourcing for rare diseases, specifically because the patient populations are often very, very small. Therefore, it's super important to ensure, again, that the insights that we're generating are at the right level while continuing to maintain our focus on patient privacy.
Now, looking back on your experience, you obviously have a plethora of various experience levels and such. How would you say that your experiences have helped you see how data has transformed across the industry? And looking to Compass, how has that pushed the need for new approaches? How has that provided, I guess, inspiration and ideas to flow and such? How has that helped you out?
Data has always been the foundation for everything that we do within commercial teams and commercial organizations, as it really relates to how we want to engage with our customer bases and really their customer bases, whether it's patient, payers, or providers. But this has really become more evident and more clear as we think about omnichannel and how it's evolved specifically over the last 10 plus years. If we think about what's happened throughout the pandemic or as we've come out of the pandemic, there's just been this increased utilization of digital channels. So that's becoming more core strategy as to how companies want to communicate with their customers. And therefore, the evolution of what we've had for data in the past doesn't really meet the needs of today. So we really ultimately need an alternative approach. Specifically, right, data is no longer thought about in silos. We grew up in a time where it was, you know, marketing focused versus sales focused, or perhaps it's patient focused engagement or physician focused engagement. I think today, you know, when we talk about omnichannel is really the right way to think about bringing all of that together. That's true omnichannel. And that's a great thing because, again, it really gets to the core of trying to get patients on therapy as early as possible in their treatment journey. But to do that successfully requires a transformation for how the industry's thought about data. We've done it the same way for a long time, and it's really time for a modern approach. And that modern approach really is facilitated or necessitates on-demand access to the data and increasing the speed by which we use that data. Most organizations, we've grown up on weekly data and monthly data, but daily data is available, and that's something that will really help propel organizations moving forward.
That's interesting. And you mentioned maybe you can get into this, the whole idea of daily data. Like, is it an hourly thing or per day? Or how is Veeva Compass helping achieve this kind of process here? Could you maybe get into that a bit?
Yeah, sure. So about 80% of the data within our data network is updated daily, right? So our clients can ingest and consume that information and then learn very quickly. As I mentioned before, with digital becoming a key component of omnichannel, those commercial teams need to gain access and answers to the business questions that they have to really make sure that they're taking advantage of data that historically hasn't been available, but now is readily available. So daily data, we're now helping our clients by providing them with that data at the speed that they need to answer those business questions, and then more importantly, act upon them as quickly as possible. So it's one thing to get the insight. It's more important to get the insight and then act upon it. So that's incredibly important to us as a business to help enable that process. And a couple of ways we do that is Veeva Compass integrates with our daily data into whether it's an AI ML engine or a next best engine to help automate that insight generation process, but also activate the process with as much automation as possible. And what I'm hearing from a number of top 10 pharma companies is that the capability is now enabling them to move from what they used to talk about. What could we have done or what could we do if we had access to data that was faster than what we've had traditionally? Now we're moving from that art of what we thought was a concept to now really knowing what is actually possible and truly being excited about what they can now accomplish.
And it's very exciting too. And it kind of begs the question, technology has evolved so much even in the past few years. You mentioned the importance of automation, the whole AI and machine learning aspect. I know it might be like, it's kind of scary to think about, but if we're looking even ahead, say the next decade or so, how would you say that this idea can evolve and even be like expanded upon? Like, how do you see that playing out?
I think the future looks great. I think it will continue to evolve and people will continue to think about new ways of utilizing that daily data in ways that they haven't thought about in the past as it becomes really the standard or the foundation for how we conduct business and how we think about data ingestion, right? So companies are going to continue to drive clear strategy as to how to leverage daily data. So before it was the art of what's possible, now we know it's possible. So we need to move very quickly from thinking about what we can do to now actually going and getting it done. So that will ultimately become the foundational layer for thinking about omnichannel engagement and leveraging that daily data. That will become the standard as it relates to data speed. I mentioned before, we've historically talked about weekly and monthly. Daily will become the new standard, if you will, for speed. And then also accessibility with these capabilities will continue to generate insights with as many inputs as possible, because more data sources that we can't forecast today will be available in the future. So it's how do we bring those together? How do we act upon them through that insight generation process? But it's exciting. You know, I talk about the future being great because brands with that speed of data and that level of foundation will be able to understand earlier than they've traditionally been able to do so, how they're performing in market, who's getting on therapy, what's working, what's not, and be able to optimize and course correct accordingly. So again, by using data in the cloud with better access, accurate, timely, and integrated in a privacy safe way, businesses can now find new ways to engage with their customer base, achieving that higher level of patient centricity that we talked about before. And again, most importantly, getting patients the right therapy, the right treatment at the right time.
Accessibility, convenience, speed. Companies taking the time to really you know, outsources data collection and get to know their patients. I think those are some really great themes that we got to talk about today, Pete. So I really thank you for taking the time to kind of dive into those. And like we said, it's going to be very exciting to see how this kind of progresses even in the next few years. So thanks for taking a bit of time today to come on the PC podcast and kind of share your knowledge with the listeners. I know they're going to get a lot of benefit from this. So I really do appreciate you coming on and joining me today.
No, you're very welcome, Nico. And again, thank you for the opportunity. This is an incredibly important topic and I get really excited to talk about it. It's neat where we are and it's great to think about where we're all headed.
Absolutely. And for all you listeners, be sure to stay in the loop of our latest updates via our website at pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or on our SoundCloud page. Take care, everyone.